Translation of Prabhupada Bhaskara Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord appeared in the mortal world by his internal potency, Yogamaya. He came in his eternal form, which is just suitable for his pastimes. These pastimes were wonderful for everyone, even for those proud of their own opulence, including the Lord himself in his form as the Lord of Vaikuntha. Thus he, Sri Krishna's transcendental body, is the ornament of all ornaments. Purport. In conformity with the Vedic hymns, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam, the personality of Godhead is more excellent than all other living beings within all the universes in the material world. He is the chief of all living entities. No one can surpass him or be equal to him in wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, or renunciation. When Lord Krishna was within this universe, he seemed to be a human being because he appeared in a manner just suitable for his pastimes in the mortal world. He did not appear in human society in his Vaikuntha feature with four hands because that would not have been suitable for his pastimes. But in spite of his appearing as a human being, no one was or is equal to him in any respect or in any respect of the six different opulences. Everyone is more or less proud of his opulence in this world. But when Lord Krishna was in human society, he excelled all the contemporaries within the universe. When the Lord's pastimes were visible to the human eye, they are called prakata. And when they are not visible, they are called aprakata. In fact, the Lord's pastimes never stop, just as the sun never leaves the sky. The sun is always in its right orbit in the sky, but it is sometimes visible and sometimes invisible to our limited vision. Similarly, the pastimes of the Lord are always current in one universe or another. And when Lord Krishna disappeared from the transcendental abode of Dwarka, it was simply a disappearance from the eyes of the people there. It should not be misunderstood that his transcendental body, which is just suitable for the pastimes in the material world, is in any way inferior to his different expansions in the Vaikuntha lokas. His body manifested in the material world is transcendental par excellence, in the sense that his pastimes in the mortal world excel his mercy displayed in the Vaikuntha lokas. In the Vaikuntha lokas, the Lord is merciful towards the liberated or nitya mukta living beings. But in his pastimes in the mortal world, he is merciful even to the fallen souls who are nitya baddha or conditioned forever. The six excellent opulences which he displayed in the mortal world by the agency of his internal potency, Yogamaya, are rare even in the Vaikuntha lokas. All his pastimes are manifested not by the material energy, but by his spiritual energy. The excellence of his Rasa-lila at Vrindavan and his householder life with 16,000 wives is wonderful even for Narayan in Vaikuntha, and is certainly so for the living entities within this mortal world. His pastimes are wonderful even for other incarnations of the Lord, such as Sri Ram, Narasimha, and Varaha. His opulence was so super excellent that his pastimes were adored even by the Lord of Vaikuntha, who is non-different from Lord himself. Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yutapada Kamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tamsa Jeevam, Sadhavaitam Sadhavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sagana Lalita, Shri Virag Vishakhansh Vitamsha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadada, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, my humble obeisances to all the devotees present here and to all online. Please bless me so I can say some relevant things about the wonderful verse today. Just repeat the translation. All the demigods from the upper... No, I'm looking at the wrong one. The Lord appeared in the mortal world by his internal potency, Yogamaya. He came in his eternal form, which is just suitable for his pastimes. These pastimes were wonderful for everyone, even for those proud of his own opulences, including the Lord himself, in the form as Lord Vaikuntha, as the Lord of Vaikuntha. Thus, his, Krishna's transcendental body, is the ornament of all ornaments. Hare Krishna. So just a little bit of context where we are in the Bhagavatam. At the end of the previous chapter, Vidura meets Uddhava. And he asks, towards the end, he's asking Uddhava to glorify Lord Krishna. The first six verses of this chapter, Shukadeva Goswami is describing Uddhava's exalted position. And then in the seventh verse, Uddhava begins to speak. He begins by saying that Lord Krishna has withdrawn his pastimes and he's not no longer in this world. And he uses the word, he says, My dear Vidura, the sun of the world, Lord Krishna has set, and our house has now been swallowed by the great snake of time. He explains the misfortune of the Yadus. The Yadus were, of course, very fortunate because they had personal association of the Lord and they were serving the Lord personally. But apparently the misfortune was that they did not recognize the Lord as the ultimate Bhagavan. They recognized the Paramatma feature of the Lord rather than the Bhagavan features. That's why it's mentioned, it's misfortune of the Yadus. So starting from today's verse, the next two verses, Uddhava is remembering Krishna. So the title of this chapter is Remembrance of Lord Krishna. So this is where Uddhava is actually remembering Lord Krishna. So Uddhava says, the Lord appeared in this mortal world by his internal potency, Yogamaya. The Sanskrit phrase used is Sva Yogamaya Balam. The potency of his eternal energy. The Lord has, as we know, multifarious energies. Srila Prabhupada mentions this verse from the Svetasvatara Upanishad quite often. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate natat samasya bhitakasya vidrishyate parasya sakti vividaiva shuyate swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. Especially the last two lines, he would say parasya sakti vividaiva shuyate. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal or greater than him. For everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. So his energies are multifarious, innumerable, but they are divided in three main categories. Anybody say what are the three main categories? Yes, David Prabhu? Yes, internal, external margin length. Sanskrit for that? Very good. Yeah, antaranga, bairanga, and tataksha. So these are the way that it's explained, that these energies are divided. With a further in the verse, he's saying, he came in his form, which is just suitable for his pastimes. So Lord Krishna came in the world in 200 forms because that form is suitable for him to perform his pastimes in this world, because the rest of us are all two-handed. He says he didn't come in his four-handed. Sorry, I've just lost my place here. So in the purport, Prabhupada says, in conformity with the Vedic hymn, Nitya Nitya Nam Chetna Asyata Nam, Chetna Nam, the personality of Godhead is more excellent than all other living beings within all the universes in the material world. So who can complete this famous verse the Prabhupada always mentions? Nitya Nitya Nam Chetna Asyata Nam. Next line. Ekavahina Vidadati Kaman. The translation is, he is the eternal among all internal entities and the chief conscious being among all conscious beings. That one supreme entity is supplying all the necessities for all the other living entities. So this verse is actually mentioned in Shvetavatara Upanishad as well as Katha Upanishad, two places. In the purport, Prabhupada is saying, he is the chief of all entities. No one can surpass him or be equal to him in wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, or renunciation. And Prabhupada often mentions this verse from the Vishnu Purana. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriya jnana vairagya yoschaiva sannam itin bhaga kana. So these are the opulences that are mentioned there. In the purport of the Paripasa Sutra of the Bhagavatam, chapter 1, 3:28, Prabhupada speaks about the attributes. He says, learned scholars in transcendental subjects have carefully analyzed. These six opulences are explained here by Prabhupada in detail in that purport. He says, the learned scholars in transcendental subjects have carefully analyzed the Samambonam Krishna to have 64 principal attributes. All the expansions or categories of the Lord possess only some percentage of the attributes, but Krishna is the possessor of attributes 100%, 10%, he says. So the personal expansions or the Swayam Prakash, Ekatma, all the avataras, Vishnu tattvas, what percentage do they have of the attributes? Anybody? Somebody said? 96%. They generally say 94, but here Prabhupada mentioned in exact 93.75. So actually, if you take 93.75% of 64, it's exactly 60. So though they have 60. Then Lord Shiva, who is obviously a special tattva, and he's in between the material world and spiritual world, he has how many in terms of percentage? David? 84, and Prabhupada says 84.375 to like three decimal points, and that is 54 out of 64. And the jivas can at most have 78. Again, he gives in three more decimal points. Prabhupada says 78.125%, which makes 50. So, of course, most of us will be far less than 50. It is said that when we reach perfection, like Lord Brahma would have 50 of these opulences in full. But all of us possess just a minute quantity of this, and we are obviously making progress to try and develop these more and more. So we said Vishnu tattvas have 60 qualities and Krishna himself has 64. So what are the four extra that Krishna has specifically? Anybody name them? Rupa, yes. Rupa Madhurya, that's nice. Rupa Madhurya means? Rupa, no. Rupa. You said Rupa. You said flute, okay. Flute. That's Venu Madhurya. Venu Madhurya is flute, yes. Because see, no one in the whole universe plays the flute as sweetly as the Lord does. So he's a Venu Madhurya. Next words, I gave it away. Rupa Madhurya, which means beauty. There's nobody, as it said already in this verse, nobody can excel in beauty. Next one. Leela, yes. Leela Madhurya. So he's Leela Madhurya, he's full of astounding pastimes and activities. And the last one, Prema Madhurya. He's being surrounded by devotees who are full of pure love for him. So these are the four extra qualities that Krishna has. Prabhupada says in the purport, let's wait for the curtains to open. Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ji ki jai, Shri Shri Gonitai ki jai, Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So, in the purport, Prabhupada continues, he appeared in a manner just suitable for his pastimes in the material world. He did not appear in human society in his Vaikuntha feature with four hands, because the world would not have been suitable, because that world, that would not have been suitable for his pastimes. But then we know that he did show his four-hand form at several times. Can anybody name a few? When did Krishna show his four-hand form? Although he was mainly in his two-arm form, but he did show four-arm form. But then, exactly, yes. So when he was born, he first appeared in his full opulence in the four-arm form until Mother Devaki and Vasudev requested him to take a baby form so they could then reciprocate with him. So that's right. That's the first one. Then, anybody? There's quite a few, actually. Duryodhan, he specifically showed the Vishwaroop, actually, rather than the four-armed. He showed Duryodhan the Vishwaroop in the assembly of the gurus. Yes, the gopis, when they were looking for him, yeah. So they saw Vishnu there. That's true. Yes, they saw Vishnu there. So that was his four-armed form. So he appeared at Vishnu just to try and see what their feelings were. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Any more? Ah, yes, that's a good one. Yes, he showed it to Arjun. When Arjun said, "This, please wind down this ghastly form, I can't stand it." And then he showed him his four-arm form before he came to his two-arm form. Arjuna, very good. Next. Huh? Akrura, did he show Akrura his four-arm form? Yes, when they were leaving Vraja to go to, yes, and on the way when they could take the bath, then Akura sees that. That wasn't even on my list. Now, I've still got six or seven more. Anybody else? Louder? Yeah, that was in the beginning, yes. Okay, so there, in the beginning he showed his form, and then it is said that also in the end, when he was departing from this world, to that hunter, Jara, he showed the four-round form. Right? Then Bhishma Dev, during his final moments, when he was lying on the bed of arrows, he showed him his four-round form. It is said that in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto 51, in the pastime of this Kalyavad, Krishna showed him his four-round form. Then Rukmini. Do anybody know when he showed the forearm form to Rukmini? Well, yes. When Krishna was teasing her, that you're married the wrong person. I'm just a nobody. So many important kings were after you, princes. You should have got married to them and all that. Rukmini fainted. And that time, in that verse, actually, I wrote down here, it says, the Lord quickly got down from the bed, manifesting his four arms. He picked her up, Rukmini, of course. He picked her up, gathered her hair, and caressed her face with his lotus hand. So forearms there. And one more I have here. It is when that pastime, when the son of Drona was punished, when Arjuna captured Drona and brought him to Draupadi, it is said in the translation that Chaturbhija, so forearm one, personality of Godhead, after hearing the words of Bhishma, Draupadi and others, saw the face of his dear friend Arjuna and he began to speak as if smiling. So there it's mentioned that he actually showed his forearm forms to everybody who was present there. In the purport, it continues, but in spite of his appearing in human form, no one was equal to him or in any respect higher than him in terms of his six opulences. Yet we know that the foolish people, even now, they consider Krishna to be merely a powerful personality and nothing more. And this is explained in Bhagavad Gita 9:11. Avajananti mam muda manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. He says, fools deride me when I descend into human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as a supreme lord of all that be. Purport continues, in the Vaikuntha lokas, the Lord is merciful towards the liberated or nitya-mukta living beings. But in the pastimes of the mortal world, he is merciful even to the fallen souls who are nitya-baddha. So, of course, the famous example is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he delivered Jagai and Madai, the most fallen. So this is there. And Narottam Das Thakur sings, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More, Tamo bina kedoyalu jagata sansare. Patita pavana hetu tavas avatara. Mo sama patita na prabhu pai bihar. Hey, my dear Lord Chaitanya, please be merciful to me because who can be more merciful than you? And he says, you have incarnated just to deliver the fallen souls and there is no one more fallen than me. Again, purport continues, his opulence was so super excellent that his pastimes were adored even by the Lord of Vaikuntha, who is not different from him. So the Lord himself was eager to see Krishna. And we know of that famous pastime in the Bhagavatam, and chapter 89 of the 10th canto, where this Brahmana, his sons kept dying. And he was blaming Ugrasena. Because in those days, everything was up. When the king was pious, everything was running nicely. So if something went wrong, they would blame the king. And when this Brahmana was blaming the king, Arjuna one time said, look, I will protect your next son. I think 9 had gone by that time, and this was the 10th one. So Arjuna promises to protect him, the 10th child. When it was time for the birth, he went, and actually with his mystical arrows, he surrounded the house of this Brahmana from all the sides, from top and bottom, with arrows, so that nobody could enter to do any harm to the child. But we know that the child still passed away. And Arjuna promised that if I can't save your son, I will enter fire myself, and I'll give my body up. And Arjuna then went looking for this child, couldn't find him. In the end, he wanted to enter the fire. Krishna stops him and says, come with me, we'll go and find him together. And they went to see Lord Vishnu. And what did Lord Vishnu say? He said, I did all this just so I wanted to see you. So Lord Vishnu also is eager to see him. So the title of this chapter is Remembrance of Krishna. So in the Sri Bhakti Sandarbha, Sri Jiva Goswami describes 5 stages of remembrance. So first stage is Smarana. So smarana is, I suppose, my stage, myself. So once in a while I remember Krishna. I remember Krishna when I'm doing my offerings in the morning. I can't promise I remember them when I'm chanting because most of the time mind is not there. But so that's smarana. Smarana is one time, sometimes, because people below that never think about Krishna. They are so engrossed in the material world, material activities, they don't even think about Krishna. But people who have taken to devotional service, they will sometimes think of Krishna. So that's smarana. The next step is dharana. So dharana is where the mind is attracted to Krishna, and we are able to keep bringing it back. It still goes away, but we're able to keep bringing it back. So momentarily it goes and bring it back, goes, bring. So that is the stage of dharana. Next stage is dhyana. Dhyana is when this process becomes more concentrated. That means initially we are more aware and we're having to drag ourselves back. But this time we are more with Krishna, and for a little while we're away. So that is dhyana. And the next stage is dhruva anusmriti. Dhruva anusmriti means that the meditation, it becomes so uninterrupted, that remember of Krishna, there is like a river of nectar flowing. It's a very, very high stage. But then even beyond that is the fifth stage, which is samadhi. Samadhi is where the Lord alone is present. In his thoughts, there's nothing else now. At this stage, everything is gone, and all he's thinking about is the Lord. And the Lord is present in front of him. So this is the perfection stage of remembrance. Of course, remembering Krishna, thinking of Krishna is the perfection of human life. In the second chapter, text 1, chapter 6, it is said, this is Shukadeva Goswami saying, etavan sankhya yoga bhyan swadharma parinishthaya janma labha para pumsam ante narayana smriti. So he says, the highest perfection of human life achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, or by practice of yoga practice, or by perfection, by perfectly discharging one's occupation and duties, is to remember the Lord at the end of his life. And in Bhagavad Gita 8:5, antakale chamam evam smaran mukva kalevaram ya prayati samad bhavam yate nashyata samshaya. Whoever at the end of his life remembers me alone at once attains my nature. So this is all given there. So Srila Prabhupada, remembering Krishna, Prabhupada used to actually like this particular verse, which is from the Mukundamala Stotra. Mukundamala Stotra was compiled by the king Kulashekara. Kulashekara, who was one of the 12 Alvars. And he compiled these six beautiful 60 verses called the Mukundamala Stotra. Srila Prabhupada actually wanted to translate this, and he did manage to translate for the first six verses. But then, of course, he was very busy with the Bhagavatam translation, so he couldn't carry on. And his disciples then translated the rest. So we have the Mukundamala Stotra in English. Srila Prabhupada was very fond of the verse 33 of this particular book. And it is said that Prabhupada often used to chant this on his own. Sometimes he would sing it on a harmonium, or sometimes he would chant this on his own when he was doing his daily chores. So this is a beautiful verse which goes, Krishna tvadeya pada pankaja panjarantam adyaiva me vishatu manasaraja hamsa prana prayana samaye kafavata pittai kantavaro dhanavidau smaranam kutaste. Beautiful meaning. So Krishna tvadeya, he says, oh Krishna, at this moment, let the royal swan of my mind, see, Raj Manasa, Raj Hansa, such a poetic way to put it. Just say, let my mind be there. No, he says, let the royal swan of my mind be tangled in the stems of the lotus of your feet. So apparently the swans, when they go underwater, they like to play with the stems of the lotus. It is sort of a pastime. So he says, let my mind, the royal swan of my mind, be tangled in this way now. He says, because, do it right now, because prana prayane samaye kapha vata pittai. Prana prayana samaye, which means at the time of leaving this body, my throat will be choked up. With what? Kapha vata pittai, with mucus, bile and air. How will I ever be able to think of you when my mind is on just my life force? Right? He says, Pranapare, it says, Kanthavaro dana vidho. Kanthavaro dana means, kantha means the throat. Avarodhana means it's choked. Vidho. Smaranam kutaste. How will I remember you at that time? So please, my Lord, right now, let my mind be absorbed in your thoughts. Then, in terms of thinking of remembering Krishna, how do we remember Krishna? There are so many beautiful verses in the Bhagavatam of how we can think of Krishna. But one particular verse in the 10th canto, chapter 21, which is the Venugit, which I particularly like. And this verse, my Diksha Guru, Radhakanta Prabhu, used to sing when, in the early days in the classes when we started with him. So, and he sings it beautifully. So I'm going to try and attempt to imitate him. This is text 5 of that chapter. Baraha piram natavara vapuha karanayo karnikaram bibratvasaha kanaka kapisham vaijayan Tinchamalam Randranveno Adarasudaya Purayana Gopa Vrinde Vrindaraniyam Swapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti Pravishad Gita Kirti. Baraha Piram. With the lotus, this is how the gopis were remembering Krishna. Baraha Piram. With a lotus float, with a peacock feather on his head. Baraha Piram. Natavara Vapuha. Like a form of a topmost dancer. Natavara. Topmost dancer. Natavara Vapuha. Karnayo Karnikaram. So over his ear, he had the Karnika flower. It's a beautiful blue flower. Karnika flower. Bribat vasaha. What is he wearing? Kanaka kapisham. He's wearing yellow garments, so goldish yellow garments. Kanaka kapisham. Kanaka means gold. And what else? Vaijayantim jamalam. He's wearing the Vaijayantim mala, the garland made out of 5 forest flowers. Randran veno. The whole randran means whole. Veno, randran, veno. The holes of the flute. What's happening to the holes of the flute? Adara sudaya. The nectar from the lips is filling these holes of the venu. Purayana gopa vrinde. That's filling the holes. Vrindaraniyam svapadaramanam pradishad gita kirti. So the land of Vrindavan is beautified by his footsteps. Vrindaraniyam Swapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. This is how the gopis are singing his glories. So he's beautifying the forest of Vrindavan by Marksas. So the beauty, all these things we described, the Venu, the flowers, the garlands, the flower, the peacock feather, all that is there. But it is said, as it's explained in this verse, Bhushana Bhushanangam. Everything is there to decorate Krishna, but actually Krishna is decorating them. Because it is mentioned in this verse, in the purport, that there is nothing in this material world that can surpass, material or spiritual world, that can surpass the beauty of Krishna. So how can any abhushan, how can any decorations be more beautiful than Krishna? It'd be like taking a torch to enhance the light of the sun. So all these decorations become themselves more beautiful by just being on Lord Krishna. And it is said that his earrings, his sort of Makara Kundala, his earrings are shaped like alligators. And they are the most fortunate. Because when Krishna is running around in Vraja, these earrings are rocking up and down and they're kissing his cheeks all the time. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here and invite any comments, realizations, corrections, please. Hare Krishna. Any thoughts, anybody? ओके ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद हरिपुर ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय